Enjoy fun adventures as you sail away together and experience the extraordinary marriage you desire. Join us in April 2025 for the Six Pillars at Sea Marriage Getaway. Yes, we are taking Six Pillars cruising and we want you to join us. Get all the details at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/getaway. Use promo code SHIPSAHOY to get $500 off your registration today. We'll see you there.
From San Diego, California, this is a One Extraordinary Marriage show. Where being busy is overdone, romancing is fun, and scheduling sex is taking the guesswork out of wondering when you're going to get some. I'm Tony DeLorenzo, your co-host, along with my beautiful wife, Elisa. From coast to coast and around the world, thank you for joining us. It's time to talk sex, love, and commitment. Give us a call or text us on the Hug Hotline at 858-876-5663, or send us an email to hugs@oneextraordinarymarriage.com. In today's show, we're talking about not just believing in a breakthrough in each of your six pillars of intimacy, but also taking action in this new year.
And Vernon McClellan had this to say about the new year. He said, "What the new year brings to you depends a great deal on what you bring to the new year."
That's good.
Sounds like we could probably boil that down to what can I do? Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about that in today's show. But first, we start every One Extraordinary Marriage show with a hug. And a hug is an opportunity to celebrate you, to celebrate the wins that you're having in your marriage. And this hug comes from a comment that was on the One Extraordinary Marriage Facebook page that said, "My husband and I started listening a few months ago from the beginning." Mm. My gosh, we're going to hit episode 700 next year, you guys. That's a lot of shows.
Yes.
She said, "We're on number 73. We are too invested in your family to skip ahead. We were at a point where we were either going to make it or break it after 18 years of marriage. Then we found you. And for the first time in 23 years we have been together, we are putting each other first."
Mm. Love
loved it. Stripped down. My husband read Bo's Cafe. We watched and loved Fireproof, and I did the love dare. Thank you for what you're doing.
Wow.
I would actually just say, thank you for what you are doing.
Yeah.
Making one another first, making one another a priority. Come on.
It's awesome. Like, so when you get to this episode, some 600 shows later, you're going to hear your hug.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Oh my gosh. What a fun week this is, because this is... Yes. This week is an in-between week, mm-hmm. right? And what I mean by that, it's that it's the week in between Christmas and in between New Year's, if you're listening to the show when it first releases.
Right. So you had the hurrah and the merry and the sexy and all that fun time of Christmas.
Hopefully you had a sexy little Christmas after last week's show.
Right. And now we're stepping into, hey, New Year's Eve, New Year's Day. Mm-hmm. What are we going to see mm-hmm. in this new year ahead?
Yeah. You know, it's this place where, you know, one year is wrapping up and the new year is just on the cusp. There's the sense of, you know, something ending, mm-hmm. right? There's all, you know, you listen to the radio or television, it's all of the you know, everything that happened in this year and what's going to happen in next year, right? And there's all of this kind of almost like a seesaw. Mm-hmm. Right, of where were we and where are we going? And you know, a lot of people find themselves in this in-between week in that very space of evaluating, especially when it comes to marriage, evaluating where the marriage has been this last year mm-hmm. and where it's going.
Yeah.
As a new year starts. It's a time where, and I've seen this with a lot of my coaching clients too, where we're talking about the wins. Right. You know, and I tell people all the time, look, when you're coaching with me, we are celebrating your wins. You absolutely brag with me that you've got wins.
Let's go.
But we're also looking at the challenges. You know, what have these marriages faced over last year? What are they still facing going into the new year? It's a time where you can't probably like look at your social media feed or watch TV or read the paper or do whatever. And like so much talk is wrapped around goal setting and New Year's resolutions and you've got to do this and da 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 da. And people are getting all hyped up.
Or you may have even gone through something even recently, because even some of you, and I know I've been watching and even seeing some of my friends, I mean, they were doing goal setting stuff in October, November, but this is that week in between where all of that is coming to fruition, where you're sort of like, wow, I've been thinking about it and I went through it and yet I don't have anything down yet. So the new year is starting here. So I better get moving on that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cause it's all about to get real, right? Mm-hmm. There's a countdown to the number of days. And you know, in this place, it's interesting as we prepare for a show like this and think about what people are believing for in terms of their breakthrough and that type of thing, where, you know, so many people are focused on the goal, right? The outcome, like, oh, I'm going to lose 100 pounds, or we're going to, you know, make $1 million or whatever it is, right? Like, what's the outcome? But I think a lot of times, and I've seen this with people, especially when, you know, like if we talk about the gyms, right? Everybody knows that gym memberships spike on the first or the second. And then within a couple of weeks, the gym is empty.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Why? Because they were so much focused on the goal. But what was the belief system? What was happening? Not just the outward, but the belief, the mindset about what you're trying to accomplish. And when we get into this place of believing for breakthrough, you know, some of the questions we have to start asking ourselves are, do you believe it's possible? Right? Some of the things that you're believing for, you may be like, you know, that'd be nice, but I'm not sure it's really possible for me or for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The question becomes then, are you willing to do what it takes to get there? Right? We actually have a friend who is working on losing a significant amount of weight,
mm-hmm.
over 100 pounds. And, you know, as he steps into this and he's got people cheering him on and he's sharing, you know, with all of us, but he had to step into this place where he's like, I do believe it's possible. And I'm willing to do what it takes. So like, we'll have parties over at our house. And he brings his own food because he doesn't want to be tempted by all of, you know, cookies and desserts and stuff like that. And so, and we all know it and we're supportive of that because he's willing to do whatever it takes to get there, to his goal. He believes in it so much, you know, and is whatever you're believing for. And I know some of you right now, like the wheels are turning just as you're listening to Tony and I have this conversation. You're thinking, okay, well, what if? And I want to ask the question, is it so important, whatever you're believing for, is it so important that you'll push through adversity to make it happen? Because there are a lot of people that get knocked off at the first whiff, the first speed bump, you know, the first trouble when it doesn't quite go the way that you thought it was going to go. And I'll tell you, Tony, I've been married 25 years. There are a lot of times when what we've been believing for hasn't gone the way that we thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's true. You bring that up and it's interesting because each year, Lisa and I will do what we call our vision cards and we'll be writing down what we're believing for. And going back some years, it's interesting to see that some of the things that I've written down and she has written down and we've been in believe and having pressing in and believing for together, it's interesting to see that sometimes they don't happen in that year.
Mm-hmm.
And yet what we were believing for some years ago have come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the interesting thing. And I do love what you said. Like, are we willing to push through that adversity? Because I do think that you and I in moments and times were like, why is that not happening for us?
Mm-hmm.
And really having to evaluate and reevaluate in those moments to go, you know, we still believe in this, and yet there's a different journey that we're on right now. And so are we willing to get off this train and stop completely? Or are we going to stick on this train and see where we're going?
Yeah. And that's a big part of it because not everybody's journey looks the same.
Right.
Right. And so what seems to be a piece of cake, you know, like somebody, other couple might be believing for, let's just take having a child, for example, right?
Yeah.
You know, we know beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are a lot of couples in the one family who are believing for children,
mm-hmm.
in the new year. Some of you will just look at each other and practically get pregnant, right? Like it's that easy for you. And others, like I was talking to some coaching clients the other day, they've gone through IVF to have both of their children. Right? That was a journey. That was the shots and the doctor's appointments and all of that kind of stuff. It was a different...
The emotional and physical toll, I'm sure it took on each of them.
Right? It was a different journey. But their belief in having their children was so great that they were willing to do whatever it took to actually get there. And, you know, it's interesting because I've been coaching now for like 9 years, right? I mean, which is pretty crazy. I was being interviewed the other day and he's like, how long have you been coaching? I'm like... Good grief. I think it has been 9 years, right? And what I see happen so often, and we've fallen, you know, prey to this ourselves, is that, you know, so many people will roll from 1 year to the next and wonder, why aren't things different for us, right? Why does this year look like last year? And the truth of the matter is that if you don't change your actions, you're going to get the same results year in and year out. Like, I can't be any more blunt with you that if you want better communication, if you want better sex, if you want whatever it is, you know, if you want more financial connection with yours, whatever that might be, and you didn't have it this year, you're gonna have to do something different next year to achieve that. Like you can believe for it, but you got to put the action behind the belief. Mm-hmm. Right? You've got to push through. And we asked the one family on Instagram, what are you believing for in the new year? And I have to tell you, I think Tony and I were actually shocked.
Yeah.
At the responses.
Because I was.
Because when you ask people this question, hey, what are you believing for? You know, a lot of people will stay more kind of more surface.
Yeah, I would say
surface isn't the right word.
I wouldn't say it's surface. It's just less emotionally.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying to get to.
What's the word after the emotional part of it? Less emotionally.
So I think I was expecting more like tangible, like we want to go on this trip, or we want to get this house, or we want to do like more like tangible, more material. Not that you're materialistic, just more material responses, right? Like we want to achieve this, or we want to have this.
Right.
And yet what we got from you guys, and this is such a testament to who the One Family is that the responses were, they had an emotional depth to them.
That's, yes.
That surprised us. Not that you all aren't emotionally deep. I just didn't expect this for the response. And it's not often that I actually get surprised by responses to a question that we ask. And so when we asked, what are you believing for in the new year? Some of the most common responses were forgiveness, mm-hmm. healing, restoration, a better marriage, change in our marriage. And the depth, like these were all one word answers, you guys. Let me tell you, people like don't write a dissertation when they're answering a question on Instagram. And yet reading these words, and maybe it's because I've been coaching for so long. Maybe it's because Tony and I have gotten, I don't know, probably a gazillion emails since One Extraordinary Marriage started about you guys and your marriages. But I read those one word answers and realized that it's not just a simple, hey, you know what, go to the gym 5 days a week and, you know, you'll hit your goal of losing 10 pounds in the first month. It's not that. What people are believing for in the One Family goes so much deeper. Mm-hmm. We're talking core, fundamental changes about what they desire most in life.
And for us here on the other side of the microphones, we love it. Mm-hmm. Because we truly believe that what we're going after, yes, we can talk about, and we love talking about all areas of marriage. And you guys know, that's what we do. We talk about marriage. There's so many other things that are going on in our lives and around us. And we just know our lane is pressing in for you. Mm-hmm. So that way you can overcome the unforgiveness that you're having. So you can really experience what does true forgiveness feel like, healing, restoration in your marriage, so that next year when you step into it, that healing, that it's just so profound. It honestly, there's not just a internal healing maybe, but there's just a visible healing. Mm-hmm. Like others will see that. Mm. That is our desire. That is what that's why we come behind these microphones each and every week, because we know there is one couple out there that needs to hear this today, that your healing is going to come, that your forgiveness is going to happen, that there is going to be restoration in your marriage, because you are going to have that breakthrough.
Absolutely. And I think what struck me most as I was listening to this and just piggybacking off of what you say is that, you know, what people are believing for, forgiveness, healing, better marriage, change in my marriage, restoration, these are all things that require action.
Yeah.
Right? Like these aren't the just, if I don't eat sweets, I'll lose 5 pounds type of thing. This is like, no, we got to get in the game here. Mm-hmm. This is going to require action on both sides of the marriage. And then the other thing that struck me as I read those words was the fact that's going to require action in at least one of the six pillars of intimacy, right? I don't know what's been broken in these marriages that would create those words. I mean, I can guess. I've been doing what I do for a long time. We've been behind the mics for a long time. I can guess, but I don't know specifically. What I do know is that if you look at being intentional in each or any of your six pillars of intimacy, you can actually accelerate what you're believing for. And we want to talk about that after this break.
You're probably not surprised to hear that things like stress, hormone fluctuations, and lack of sleep can affect your skin. I know I'm dealing with all of it. From dry skin to dark spots and acne, your complexion might not be where it used to be, which is totally normal. But today's sponsor, OneSkin, can help. They have a simple skincare routine that tackles skin issues like these at the cellular level. I know how many products you can have, but the simplicity of OS One Face and OS One Eye makes my life so easy. And I can tell you that the OS One Eye is making a difference on my crow's feet and under eye areas. I have two products, not a whole counter full of them. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code OEM at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code OEM. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support this show and tell them we sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
We're back, and we're talking about how strengthening your six pillars of intimacy can help you achieve what you're believing for. Because a lot of times I think people struggle with the fact that, yeah, this is what I'm believing for, but I don't know how to get there, right? There isn't a, you know, couch to 5K for marriage necessarily, right? There isn't this like plug and play, right? Like, we'll take you from sitting on, being a couch potato to running a 5K if you just, you know, incrementally every day. Like, most people don't have access to that. You guys are listening to the podcast, so you're definitely a step above, you know, the people that are like, oh, I don't know what's going on in my marriage, right? But when you start looking at this concept, this framework of the six pillars of intimacy, and I can tell you this because I see it day in and day out with coaching clients.
And if you haven't picked up our best-selling book, The Six Pillars of Intimacy, please do. You're going to find profound wisdom in that book. I mean, there's already over 60 plus 5-star reviews on it. We're getting texts and emails from friends and others in the One family of how it's impacting their life. So go grab it today at sixpillarsofintimacy.com.
Well, and to go along with that, it's the fact that it's not just the wisdom, it's practical. Yeah. And that's what I'm trying to get here to you guys, is that when you take action to strengthen your six pillars, and you know, we're talking about things like building a better marriage, forgiveness, healing, and restoration in your marriage. So often people are like, I don't know what to do.
And each one of those, can I even say something in that? Like, within the six pillars of intimacy, you could need healing in your physical or your sexual intimacy. It could be just one of the pillars that needs healing. It could be your emotional intimacy that needs a restoration. I mean, for some of you, it could just be like your financial intimacy needs to be like, there needs to be some forgiveness in that area because of debt, or maybe just sort of like some hidden purchases here and there. So it doesn't mean all six pillars are crumbling or have cracks in it. It could just mean that, hey, we need to get straight on one of them and strengthen just one.
Well, it was interesting because I was being interviewed on another podcast the other day, and the interviewer was asking me, he's like, so this concept of the six pillars, he goes, why is that so important? And I said, and when we talk about this in the book, it's the fact that there are three key things that pillars do, right? Pillars provide strength, right? They will strengthen whatever they are, you know, like they're strengthening the structure itself.
Yep.
Pillars can carry weight, right? And there's a lot of weight in marriage, right? There are situations that the two of you will face that will feel like weights on you. But when your pillars are strong, right, you have the ability to carry the weight of the circumstances that you're facing. And the third thing that pillars do, and this one, it's the one we see most often, but it's not one that we think about. Pillars actually add beauty to the structure. That's why, you know, you have that whole, I think it was like the Grecian structures or whatever, you know, because you think about the palaces in Greece and whatnot, and you have all these pillars, and pillars add beauty.
Yeah.
And the six pillars of intimacy do the same thing for your marriage. That's why when we say understanding them and strengthening them is going to accelerate what you're believing for, it's because when you step into this place of saying, oh, you know what, like Tony said, we've got a crack in our financial intimacy pillar. What can I do to strengthen this pillar, to make it so that this pillar can carry more weight, so we can make this as a team, this pillar more beautiful in our marriage? right? Shifts happen when you start getting into that place. And you, the follow-up question that we had asked last week on Instagram was, what pillar are you focusing on for the next 3 months? And actually 4 out of the 6 got mentioned pretty regularly. It was emotional, physical, financial, and sexual.
And can I just say here, you know, Lisa and I, as this year is coming to a close, we've had to have some conversations about what does our next year look like?
Lots of emotional intimacy.
And even though, and it's true, Elisa and I do have a lot of talk. We do. We work down the hallway from each other. We talk on the podcast. We do a lot of talking. And yet we came to understand that one of the breakthroughs that we want to have, and even in our own marriage, is we want to strengthen that emotional intimacy. Mm-hmm. And really getting away, really making sure that we're pressing into our coffee breaks again. If you don't know about a coffee break, it's a great way to just get time on the calendar, 15, 20, 30 minutes a week. And really just, it's more of like a marriage meeting. Mm-hmm. I'll put a link to our resource so you can grab that in the episode notes. But for us, we really realize that our walk and talks, like we got to get back into this place of, yeah, we're talking a lot. And yet, are we really strengthening our emotional intimacy in our marriage? Or are we just talking?
Mm, and there is a difference. There is a difference between just talking at one another and actually talking with one another. And just around this pillar real quick, I just want to share the story because we had a conversation. Tony and I were talking last week and there was a situation with our son. And I told Tony, I'm like, you have to take him out of the house to have the conversation because each one of the rooms where you'd likely have the conversation with him, I can, because you guys have done this so often, actually envision what your body language is going to be and how the two of you are going to respond to one another, and you're not going to have a breakthrough, right? And he, you know, fast forward a couple of days, Tony and I are having a conversation about our emotional intimacy, and he's like, we actually have to get out of the house again. Like, we've gotten lazy. Mm-hmm. And that's what it is, guys. Like, I'm going to own it in this moment. We've gotten lazy about doing this in our own marriage. Yeah. And we're telling you that because we never want to come behind these microphones ever and have you think that our marriage is perfect. We are not a perfect couple. We are a couple in progress, just like all of you are. We might recover faster because we've been at this a little bit longer and just using these tools. But there are times when we get lazy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually sharing it out loud with all of you where we're like, oh, wait a minute. This is us too. And we have to take action because we are believing for a deeper connection in 2022. We are believing that is specifically around some of these pillars that there's going to be some huge shifts
mm-hmm.
for us. But I want to be real clear here. Don't just say next year is going to be different. As you're sitting around maybe on New Year's Eve and you're getting ready to toast each other and have that little kiss on New Year's Eve, don't just say, oh my gosh, like 2022 is going to be so awesome for us. No, get down in the weeds and start making your plan and say, what are we going to do this new year that's going to be different?
Yeah.
How are we going to strengthen? Maybe it's all 6 intimacies. Maybe you're like some of the folks who you're just like, I just want to work on our financial intimacy for the first quarter, or sexual or physical or whatever it is. And we're just going to have a plan for that pillar. Because here's another little thing I got to share with you guys, like quick little coaching thing that's been going on lately. Because I've seen this happen 2 different coaching clients within 24 hours. And so it's time to share it with you guys. Both couples focused on one particular pillar of intimacy. It was different for each of them. But as they've been really intentional about strengthening their respective pillar that they were working on, one of them actually said to me, we haven't fought about this pillar in a month, which is a huge breakthrough for them. But in doing that, and in strengthening and in developing these skills and in having these wins around one pillar, it's actually freed them up to begin to work on another pillar to strengthen mm-hmm. it. That's what we want for all of you guys, right? We want you to have that breakthrough, not just talk about it, but actually achieve it.
Yeah, we do. And it really is, because don't just say that next year is going to be different. Get started and make it different. That's what we want to see for you guys. And we have a fantastic resource called the 6-Day Intimacy Breakthrough. And that's going to allow each and every one of you to look at your pillars, to break them down, to go, this is the one. And I mean, we have videos with it and we have worksheets with it. You combine that with the 6 Pillars of Intimacy book. You guys have everything you need to make this next year the extraordinary that you desire in your marriage. So what are you waiting for? Go grab the 6-Day Intimacy Breakthrough. You can do that at oneextraordinarymarriage.com/breakthrough. I'll also have that in the episode notes. But here's the thing, you guys. We're believing with you. We're believing for you. This next year is your year. It's your year to have the extraordinary marriage you desire. Here's the thing. You're going to have to be intentional and you're going to have to take action. We're going to come alongside you each and every week. We've been doing it for 12 years. We're not stopping. We're not stopping because you know what our purpose is? Our purpose is to speak into marriages, to encourage you, to give you hope. Because we know when your marriage is strengthened, your family is strengthened, when your family is strengthened, your community is strengthened. And when we have a community that is strengthened like that, you are a light to the world. Mm-hmm. And that's what we see of you. So you guys go have yourselves a fantastic new year. Mm-hmm. Enjoy it. Give your love a kiss on New Year's Eve as the ball comes down, or if you do it 3 hours early like we usually do here in Southern California, whatever you may do, give them a hug, give them a kiss, and ring in the new year. You guys have yourselves a fantastic week. We'll catch you next week. Love you guys.